Tombless as Their Flesh, written by Reine de Corbeau and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Giselle, ballet. Relationship, Mirtha/Giselle. Additional tags, canonical character death, ghosts, screwed up relationships, mentions of suicide, mentions of past canon relationship. Summary. Mirtha welcomes a new wheelie. She wasn't in love. Love was a knife. It was cold, hard misery cutting through the heart and turning arteries to ice, and she had learned to be fearful of it. The fear made her queen for a second time, the only time that counted. Little Mirtha, dreamy Mirtha, Mirtha who wove the grapevines into crowns after the harvest and was pretty enough to be the harvest queen, was gone, as though she had never existed. Her body lay at the crossroads, ruled by worms, and sometimes she still felt those worms like a phantom ache behind phantom eyes. She didn't feel them quite so often now that decay was mostly done, and only bones remained. Mirtha didn't love. She raged, and in that rage, she found a purpose. The rage animated her soul and tied her to her flesh in the trees, and though there were roots knotting themselves about her bones, she climbed from her grave by night and made men regret their wrongs. This was what wheelies did, and Mirtha was queen of the wheelies, because she went to her death screaming curses and shaking the heavens. No one remembered crowning her queen of the grape harvest now. Sometimes, when she thought of her life before the forest and the crossroads, Mirtha wondered if they even spoke her name in the village, or if no one thought to connect the suicide's plot in the forest with the mad young witch who died, or who perhaps was killed. It mattered not. She was a queen now, of something more than grapevines. But that led to the problem of love. Because if she'd been mortal, she was sure that at this moment, watching her new subject arise, she'd feel that strange tightening in her chest, the wrenching feeling that, so many eternities ago, led her to her death. The wheelie before her was weak and pale and trembling. Her damp wings fluttered like those of a trapped moth, and her shoulders heaved as humanity shook out of her, her face still wet with the remnants of her human tears. "Where am I?" the girl asked, looking wildly around. "This can't be heaven." "You were buried as a suicide," Mirtha said. She was calm. She had explained this to many girls before, all equally confused and moth-like. "No heaven waits for you. But this is unfair, because you were murdered. And so, we now made life a hell for those who condemned us."
"I don't understand."
The girl looked up at Mirtha.
"I didn't want to die."
That not love surged within her once again. The desire to protect, to make the vile man who hurt this woman pay for his crimes. "Of course you didn't." She placed a hand on the girl's shoulder, pale in the moonlight, the dark shadows of bones shimmering through Mirtha's translucent spectral skin. "Which is why we shall punish the murderer together. What is your name?" The girl's wings flapped with more vigor now, as though she was a proper wheelie already and not still half a frightened villager.
"Giselle."
"Giselle, a good name, and I can tell that you shall be a very good wheelie," Mirtha said. Giselle began to sob as Mirtha helped her to her feet, her final tears rolling down her ghostly face.
"I can't be a wheelie," she cried. "I loved him. I didn't want to die."
Mirtha knew everything then, everything from Giselle's breathless tears. She reached out and grabbed her by the arm, pulled her close and held her tight. "Do you feel how cold I am, Giselle? Do you feel the sourness of death? Don't cry over your murderer. Put aside your tears and find yourself revenge." She kissed her then, first upon the forehead and then upon the lips. Giselle's mouth still tasted of wine and bread and life, but not for long. Mirtha would cover her in kisses, fill her with the breath of the tomb. She'd make her angry yet. And she could already see it. Giselle, with cold eyes, flashing with fury, dancing a man to death. They'd execute her murderer together. Perhaps, Mirtha thought, the Queen of the Willies could even take a consort. The End.